Oh yeah, it's about to be live, y'all. Here we go. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Impacting Life 24/7. Oh yeah, man. This is the last meeting of the week, and guess what? It's going to be lit, y'all. Y'all don't want none of this. Impacting Life 24/7 is from coast to coast and around the world, man. 30 states, 13 countries. We want you to be a part of this movement. Every night, we get an opportunity to bring somebody to you. And we closed out the week with true fire, y'all. Y'all got to pay attention to this guest that I have tonight. His name is Mr. Art Mitchell. And Art Mitchell has got a story that is going to impact you in such a way. Listen, at age 6, Art Mitch was diagnosed with an eye disease called keratoconus. Keratoconus is an eye disease that presses on your pupil, causing blurriness. It causes blurriness to your vision. When most children were only concerned at that age with playing, Art was trying to make sure that he could see the world as normal. Growing up with this disease was not an easy task. Art Mitch dealt with being bullied. He got ridiculed. He got name called. He got isolated. And as years passed, he got introduced to a pivot point. He got introduced to an opportunity to correct his vision called corneal transplant. Art Mitch had 7 eye surgeries to correct his vision. And let me tell you something, his vision is beyond the scope of understanding how this man now sees, because he doesn't just see with his eyes. He sees with his heart and his spirit. That when we bring people on Impacting Life 24/7 like Art Mitch, we want you to listen closely, because the stories that they have, ladies and gentlemen, the story that this man has, the mountain that he had to climb, the rejection that he had to feel, the failure, the pain, he says, I took all of that and used it now to change the world. Art Mitch is a world changer. And when you hear his story, you're going to be impacted in such a way, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll have to go back and listen to this again. I want to tell everyone that is listening to Impacting Life 24/7, you need to welcome my guest, Mr. Art Mitchell. Welcome, Art, to the show.
What's going on, C-Up? How you doing, sir? Glad to be here. I'm excited.
Man, are you pumped, baby?
Yes, I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah, I tell you what, when we was in the pre-show, me and Art was having ourselves a little church in the pre-show, wasn't we, Art?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
You know, I'm very, very blessed that you are on our show, Impacting Life 24/7. I'm so thankful that the VP is here, my partner, my role dog, everything, my very, very best friend, the executive director, the vice president, the executive producer of our show, the man, the cook and chief bottle washer, Gregory Smith. So thank you, Greg, for hanging with us and keeping things straight. Art Mitch, I think I sent you his website, so we'll get his website up there. And we want to promote him right away. ArtMitch.com, ArtMitch.com. And so welcome to the show, Art. If you could, I just gave the website, but are there other ways that people can contact you? What other platforms are you on?
Yeah, so you can reach me on Facebook, Arthur Mitchell. You also can reach me on my social media handle at ArtSpeaks82. It's ArtSpeaks82. I'm also on LinkedIn as Arthur Mitchell.
Yeah, Arthur Mitchell, man, he got his stuff together. You guys are going to be blown away, because I call my man Art Mitch, but you got to remember the AM. I'm just going to give you that little nugget, then I'm going to tell you the rest. Art, listen, before we get started, man, tell people, don't tell your whole story now, but tell people a little bit about yourself and the great man Art Mitchell. Who is he?
Yeah, similar to Arthur Mitchell. I'm residing out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm a special education specialist, youth advocate, and Arthur. And all that came from my story, which is very unique. As you all know, I was diagnosed with an eye disease called keratoconus. And what keratoconus is, the eye disease, how your eyes oval, remind the person of my pupil, causing my vision to be blurry. Mm. And finding that out, you know, I'm gonna take you back down memory lane. We go back to 6 years old, you know. When we were 6 years old, we was playing in the jungle gym, you know, playing in the sand, doing all different things at 6 years old. But I found out I had a disease I was trying to see. So that led me to an unusual childhood, led me to an unusual life, helped me find my purpose.
Wow. You know, I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm joined in the virtual studios with my man, Mr. Art Mitchell. And he can be found at artmitch.com and also all over social media. The man is in high demand. During this pandemic, he's been on 35, 40 podcasts and people are booking him. We had to reschedule. The man is so busy. And so I'm thankful, Art, that you took time out of your schedule to be here. So it started with 6 years old. Is that just when they were able to diagnose that you had this, or they started seeing some symptoms and signs that you couldn't see well?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. So what happened was, I never forget, Ciela, I was then that morning I woke up to go to school, you know, excited about school, ready to go to school, and everything was good. So when I went to school, I noticed a blurriness in my vision. So I didn't pay no mind. I thought it was just cold in my eyes, you know, just something difficult. You know, at 6 years old, you know, you're waking up, like, going to bed late, waking up early, though, school was kindergarten, you know, you're like, wow, you know, good. So I got in the classroom, I noticed a different in my vision. I said, okay, something ain't right. So I scooted to the back of the classroom because I didn't know when nobody noticed it. I didn't want teacher calling on me. Lo and behold, she called on me. Arthur, what is it on the board? I said, ma'am, I can't see it. So right then and there, I knew something on my vision. So after class, she said, man, you go see an eye doctor, I noticed it on your vision. So me and my mom and dad went to the eye doctor and found out it was keratoconus.
Do you remember how they were able to make that diagnosis? Did they have to do what type of test did they do? Do you remember that?
They did a regular medical exam, but they didn't dealt one because like my vision was like real bad. So we did some kind of procedure where he was able to look inside my cornea.
Uh-huh.
And we looked at my cornea, he realized it was keratoconus.
Oh, wow. Keratoconus, ladies and gentlemen, is an eye disease that Art was diagnosed with at 6 years old. And it affected his life for 30 years?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah. And here's the deal, Art. You had to go through this and you were trying to, if we go back down memory lane, you were trying to get some acceptance and being able to fit in. But as you went to school, tell us about the rejection.
Man, it was crazy. See, I mean, the rejection was real. You know, people know, looked at me funny, asked questions about why your eyes so funny or why you look so low or why you so close to the ball so much. And people want to play with me because they figure out that if he can't see the ball or he can barely see this, how he can barely see what we're going through. So much ridicule or so much rejection made me feel like, man, what was going on? But the funny thing is that I couldn't get mad because I wouldn't have better explain to them what it was because it's a very rare disease.
Yeah.
And finding out with research that you don't get the disease until you're the age of 13. Like you find it diagnosed at the age of 13. So having the age of 6, it really put a whole toll on me, like, what the world, no, at the age of 6. So many people rejected me. I couldn't play sports. I was just trying to see. So it took a lot of toll on my life at that age. Really understanding, like, what is this?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that you said, Art, that really touches me is that the other kids, all they had to worry about was playing, kicking the ball or whatever. But you were just trying to see. Mm-hmm. And so when we finally got the number, and I think you gave this to me in a pre-show, when we finally got the number of what your vision was, what was your vision at its worst?
Oh man, 20/200. I couldn't see past 200 feet.
He could not see past 200 feet. And was it difficult to read things close up or was that okay?
Close up was weird, but it was like close up, like hand, like this hand to eye vision close up. That's how bad it was.
Wow. And so you were dealing with this and so you went through middle school and high school with this too?
Yes, sir.
And what was that like?
I mean, it got worse. You know, once you get in middle school, the bickering and the ridicule get worse. It become a joking session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would start joking me. And I couldn't play football, man. It was so bad because I never forget, little funny little story real quick. I want to play football then, you know, and I had to wear thick glasses either way because my vision that bad. So being picked up by glasses so thick, like a Coke bottle glasses are so thick.
Mm.
I'm trying to track contacts irritated my eyes, which they were supposed to help, but it was so irritable that I couldn't wear them no more. So I had to deal with thick glasses. I'm trying to play football. I'm trying to put the helmet over my head and it made my glasses foggy. So at that moment, like, man, I want to play football. So I took my glasses off. Okay, football, I couldn't see a lick going down the field. But that taught me that, you know, now making that adjustment, I was able to learn the game, but I wanted to play like I wanted to.
Ah, man. So you were really fighting for normalcy in a world that was totally abnormal. And one of the things that Art stresses to people, and I'll let him tell it, what is your message to people with a disability?
I tell you all the time, your disability doesn't affect your ability.
See, and this is where Art, we're going to talk about this in the second half after the commercial, but Art really took his disability and turned it around for something great. But Kara Tacona, am I saying it right? Is that the right pronunciation?
Yeah, Kara Tacona, yes, sir. Yep.
Kara Tacona, how, you said it's rare. How rare is it? Do you know how rare it is?
Yeah, it's very rare. Only 1 in 2,000 people in America have it.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I'm lucky that one of the ones. Got it.
And so here's the journey that this man is on, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Art Mitchell, and he's I mean, I'm just believing that this story is going to touch millions of people. You can find him at artmitch.com, and he really has taken something that most people would have given up. And you know, there were times when I can imagine, Art, that you had to depend on other people. Wasn't that true, that you couldn't necessarily navigate certain things without help?
Yes, sir. Yes, I had to use my mom. Had to really show me how to turn the stove on, because I couldn't see the numbers correctly. Yeah. Going into the grocery stores, going to the fast food restaurants, having somebody tell me what's on the menu when it actually right in front of my face.
Wow.
You know, the cashiers are getting mad, but I couldn't see it. So I had a lot of support. Definitely at nighttime, my vision was terrible. I had to have my mom walk me in the house because I couldn't see the steps. So it was terrible. So having a dependency on people was very frustrating, because I'm the type of guy, I'm very independent. So
right.
Having this disease and me fighting it, trying to get myself together, do it myself, it's very frustrating.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is if you are out there, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know, those listening on our podcast, which is happening in the background, and those that are listening live, if you have a disability, or you know someone that has a disability, I would love for you to share this show right now, because my friend Art Mitch has really taken and flipped the whole narrative of his disability and actually utilized it to his ability. And so you began, when was it that you found out about maybe a possibility of a surgery? Did you have, I mean, on middle school, high school, and afterwards, was there any options that you had, or you just kind of still had to do the Coke bottle glasses and stuff?
Yes, sir. Well, I moved to Durham in 2009, mm-hmm. Durham, North Carolina, and one of my mom's friends, she knew about my character Conan, so she said, directed me to a do eye center, and I went there, looking for a solution, looking for an answer. And my doctor told me about a procedure called corneal transplant,
mm-hmm.
right? And what a corneal transplant is, where they take your cornea out and give a deceased cornea to improve your vision.
Mm. So we started with that. And what age were you when you said that happened in 2009 that you found the doctor?
Yes, sir. So I was 22.
So for those first years, that you had to go through this, it was really just you were trying to survive, huh?
That's it. Just trying to survive, wearing thick glasses, getting frustrated with contacts because they didn't work, irritated my eyes. I had to deal with, because nothing was working. No stronger prescription worked for a while, didn't wear off. So I was just trying to fight to see.
Wow, Kara Tacona. And that eye disease, again, just tell us the definition of what Kara Tacona is.
Well, Kara Tacona is, you know how your eyes oval?
Yeah.
Well, mine's like a football shape pressing on my pupil, causing my vision to be blurry. And it bulges out, making your vision be blurry because you're getting that pressure on your cornea.
My. And so, but the interesting thing is that we didn't really see this manifest until age 6, right?
Yes, sir.
So what was going on in the previous years? You were seeing fine?
Yeah, but my vision was fine. Went nothing wrong with it. It just popped out of nowhere. Everything I was seeing, where I was living a normal life.
Wow. And then at age six. And the rarity of this man is just is unbelievable. And so you met this doctor and you guys got some consultation and you said, man, I'm gonna try to go forward with this. So let's walk through this. What happened along the way? Tell us the steps that to your recovery.
Yeah, so he was telling about the cornea transplant that he said it could possibly correct your vision. But at the moment, I'm like, it was very risky. Like, no, dealing with your eyes, you could wake up blind or anything could happen. You know, in the process, you know, so I didn't really, like, at first I realized, I said, but at the moment, see, I just want to be able to see.
Right.
I want to be normal again. I've been dealing with this from 6 to 22 years old, fighting, being bullied, being ridiculed, can't do normal things. So my main focus at that point, I want to see again.
Mm-hmm.
So what the procedure was, you know, you got to find a deceased cornea. And once that's found, it sets you up for a procedure for pre-ops. No, make sure you're accepted for the surgery. And then once that, you set a date. And then we go in there, no anesthesia, and then tell you the process of what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And all it took in the process was, you know, to take your cornea out and then put you with a deceased cornea in there to improve your vision.
Wow. And so surgery number one, what happened?
Surgery number one, it worked. You know, I worked on my right eye first, because on the moment my right eye was the worst eye.
Right.
So I worked on the right eye. I took eye drops. And then though for a while, it started working for a while, and boom, the vision went bad again.
Okay, so we're at surgery number one, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us about surgery number two.
Yes, sir. You didn't know. Surgery number two, because of my right eye was being had surgery on it, the left eye was being strained, so that I worked on my left eye because that went bad. Surgery number two went well. Eye drops and everything, then boom, vision went bad.
Surgery number three.
Yes, sir. Surgery number three, they worked on my right eye again because they thought, well, if we, you know, get another cornea, you know, it's going to be better this time. You know, everything went well. I was seeing good. You know, both of my vision at that moment was working well together. Then boom, vision went bad again.
Surgery number four.
Yes, sir. Number four. Surgery number four, they worked on my left eye because they're trying to see that, okay, we can get the left eye, the inner side of the right eye, and make the vision come together and be better. So they did another corneograph in my left eye. Like everything went well. Did the eye drops. Everything was going good. I was seeing well. Boom. Vision went bad again.
Are y'all hearing this, ladies and gentlemen? I'm joined by a man that is standing. And he's standing because his faith got him through this. We're on surgery number four. Art Mitch. You can go to artmitch.com. Love for you guys to connect with him. Give him a shout out. If you need someone to come to speak at your event, I'm telling you, Art Mitch, his story is going to inspire you. It's inspiring me. But surgery number five. Surgery number five was different. Tell us.
Ah, man. Surgery number five was the game changer breaking point. So I went for the surgery number five on my right eye. But this time was a little different. I woke up, my vision still blurry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the previous surgery, I woke up, it was clear, everything was good. But this time, I woke up, my vision still blurry. And I immediately went back to that six-year-old boy when I first found out I had keratoconus. And it brought me to a deep depression. And then finding out, too, the doctor said, we almost died. We have to wake you with shock pads. Because I couldn't breathe in the surgery. So when I woke up, I was real sore. But I didn't feel it. All I think about why I can't see.
Right.
What was going on? And then boom, I went to a depression stage and things began to fall apart for me.
So surgery number five was definitely a turning point, a changing point. Because listen, five surgeries on your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, you're trying to get better. You're trying to get your vision. This is what Art Mitch was going for. He wanted to try this experimental procedure to get his eyesight at least somewhat normal. It failed five times. He almost died on the operating table. And then depression set in. Tell us about the depression, man.
Yes, sir. And I forget, man. Every time I think about it, it overwhelms my mind, because I never forget. I was depressed. Wasn't eating right. It wasn't feeling myself. I was sleeping all the time. So I got up when they went in the kitchen. I said to my wife, I said, babe, why things look good, it goes bad. And I just broke down crying because I was just tired of it. I was tired of living this surgery life, tired of not being able to see, tired of not being able to be a normal person, tired of not being able to provide for my family, my kids, and just all things bothered and hit me. And then boom, God getting shifted in my mindset. I'm beginning to see your pain and see your purpose. And that's where things begin to turn around at that moment.
He said it so fast. Let me slow it down for you. He said, I'm going to turn your pain into your purpose. Is that right? That what God told you?
Yes, sir. Begin to my pain into my purpose. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And so after the fifth time, see, this is what I want. This is why I broke this down and we belabored the point, ladies and gentlemen, because Art kept coming back. There's a woman in the Bible that was wearying the king because she continually came to his presence and she wanted to get there. Art, sometimes, you know, after surgery 1, 2, and 3, some people would just say, forget it, man. Right? I'm sure you probably had those thoughts too, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I like, man, I'm tired of this. I'm just going to, lady told me, I went to this rehabilitation for the blind. Mm-hmm. Lady said, you may go blind one day. And at that moment, I was going to accept it. If it happened, it happened. But I knew it was something behind this. So I had to keep on going.
So, ladies and gentlemen, he was told, you know, there's people giving him consultations. I'm thinking of my friend whose husband got a diagnosis, and y'all know I struggle with people's names, man, and I it's right on the tip of my tongue. Her husband had a diagnosis, Ashley Jackson Thompson. My friend, her husband had a diagnosis. He had cancer. He had terrible cancer, y'all. I mean, he had to take part of his nose all up in his face, took off his eye and everything, and they thought they got it all. He had all these painful surgeries and he got so much radiation that he couldn't get radiation. He can't get radiation ever again in his life, Art. Mm. And then they came one day and said, hey, listen, we're doing a checkup. We did a scan. And they said, oh, no, the cancer's back. There's nothing that we can do for you. You might as well get your affairs in order. And Ashley Thompson Jackson and her husband, they said, her husband said, no, I'm not accepting this. I'm not accepting this. I want you to go back and I want you to look again. This is like what Art Mitch is doing. Art Mitch was number 5. Surgery number 5. Almost died on the table. And he said, man, I'm going back again. Just like Ashley Thompson's husband. He went back and they looked in. Guess what? It wasn't cancer. It was scar tissue. And the man's living well now. Art Mitch, you went to surgery number 6. What happened?
Yes, sir. Surgery number 6. Yes, sir. When the surgery number 6, they begin to work on my right eye again. See, it's 3 in each eye. We're going to work on my right eye again. And thankfully, this time, the vision started to get better and things started to open up for me.
The vision got better. Wait, Michelle. Wait till you hear about I Am. It's going to blow your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Art Mitch. Art Mitchell, he my homeboy. I'm going to call him Art Mitch because we down like that. He up there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and here I am in Jacksonville. So we definitely going to hook up. Art Mitch is 39. Brother, you get ready to have a big 4-0. When's your birthday, dog?
February the 23rd.
See, this is why I knew I was supposed to connect with Art because my birthday is February 6th.
Okay.
Art, yes, God, yes. God is bringing us together for a reason, bro.
Sir, I believe that.
And I'm just talking to you. You know, I'm not talking to you for the show purpose. I'm talking to you for your purpose, man. We were brought together for such a time as this. God said, I'm going to turn your pain into your purpose. What do you know, you dealt with a lot of pain, didn't you?
I did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was so much. And I just dealt with so much dealing with the surgery, though. Just imagine you having your eye, waking up, you got a patch over your eye, and you're waking up in the middle of the night, man, your eyes is cringing or bulging because the pain, though, having eye drops, having so many stuff going on, being left out, being neglected, you know, not having a lot of support from your family and teachers and things. So I dealt with so much, but I couldn't express it like I wanted to because people didn't understand what I had, and they didn't understand me.
They didn't understand. They didn't understand that God was taking you through this pain for a reason. Y'all, sometimes, man, Bishop Gurley in Pearland, Texas, did this in his prayer group the other day that I'm a part of. He talked about pain and not rejecting the pain and realizing that the pain has a purpose. Art Mitch had a purpose, and God was just fulfilling it. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that Art Mitch, artmitch.com, he went through this. Eye surgery, that you had six total, right?
Seven.
So we went through surgery number six, and we got a little better, but then we went to surgery number seven. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. You know the saying, I can see clearly now, my pain is gone?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. So the last surgery was a cataract surgery. So they figured out once the cornea began to heal, they took the cataract out and made the vision much clearer. So I woke up out of that like, man, like it's amazing. Like I thought I had 20/20. It was so clear. Like everything was so different how it was. Like I'm like, why? This is it.
Wow. Seven surgeries. And you got to see after seven. Y'all hear that? He made it to the seventh surgery. And you know how God's economy, the number seven is the number of completion and perfection. Did you realize that you made it to number seven? I am. Did you realize that, Mitch?
I realized it. Yes, sir. I'm like, okay, after my opinion, this year, yeah, seven is a completion, and this is it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, seven is completion and perfection. God said, I just got to use you seven times. And sometimes, you know what? Who was told to go dip in the Jordan River? How many times I am? How many times?
Seven times.
That's right, Art Mitch. God took you through this seven times, brother. Let me speak to somebody out there. Art Mitch, are you with me, brother?
Yes, I'm with you, man.
Listen, just because you went through some pain and just because you didn't make it on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, just go back one more time. Art Mitch, you had to have a mindset, though, brother, that you said you wasn't going to give up. Is that what your mindset was, bro?
Yeah, so that was my mindset. I realized that it was something behind this. I've always been a go-getter. I've always been a person that if I started something, I'm going to finish it. Now, that all been a monster. So I knew I had to keep on going. I knew I couldn't stop. I know it was a reason behind all this. I knew it was a purpose behind all this. So I had to really, really understand, okay, keep on going. Don't stop. Keep on going. Don't stop. It's like the story with the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
You know how the hare challenged the tortoise?
Yeah.
And the tortoise, like, I'm going to do it anyway. Just because, even though I know I can't run as fast as the hare, I'm going to do it anyway. When they shot the gun, the hare went off.
Yes.
The tortoise knew that if I just keep on going, no matter what it looked like, I'm going to get to the finish line.
He said, I just got to keep moving. Go ahead.
I got to keep moving. And that's what I did. I had to keep moving like that tortoise. And sometimes people be like the hair gets so comfortable in who we are that we just stop and like, okay, we good.
Yeah.
I'm okay. But nah, you got to be like that tortoise and keep on moving. Because it's a mission. It's a assignment behind the ending. And once you get to the ending, you realize, okay, I survived this. Now what's next?
Small steps, great distances, man. Uh-huh. He kept going, man. I just want y'all to know that Art Mitch, my guest on Impacting Life 24/7, is literally changing the world. He went through seven surgeries, and he came out on the other end. We getting ready to take a commercial break. We got a new commercial for our sponsors. We're so thankful for all of our sponsors that help us on Impacting Life 24/7. So let's give them a shout out. Hey, guess what, y'all? That is not the that's not the commercial. I thought I put it in here. Where is the commercial at? See, y'all, this is why y'all got to have patience with me, because Brother King be messing stuff up. It's at the 9 o'clock hour, and I'm gonna get this commercial out. Hey, Art Mitch, yes, tell people how they can reach you again.
Yeah, so you're reaching me at Facebook, Arthur Mitchell. You can reach me on social, excuse me, Instagram at ArtSpeaks82. It's A-R-T as in Tom, S-P-E-A-K-S, Speaks82. Also, you can reach me on LinkedIn at Arthur Mitchell. Also, my website again at ArtMitch.com.
ArtMitch.com.
Go ahead. I said, if you want to email for your speaking engagements, any kind of speaking gigs, you can reach me at info@artmitch.com.
So we're going to be talking about that after I get this commercial done, brother. People are going to be able to reach you and get you some speaking gigs. I want Art Mitch to be speaking all over the world, sharing this story. You ready, Art Mitch?
I'm I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Man, I tell you what, I'm sorry I botched the first commercial, but we did it, y'all. As live as hype. Y'all get with me. Here we go for our sponsors.
Impacting Life 24/7 has some amazing sponsors, and we want to tell you about them. Here's our gold sponsors. Michelle Perry, founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and host of the Successful Diligence podcast. She is the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her best-selling book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette, as well as a marketing and branding expert. She is the author of Head Down, Shut Up, Growing Up in the Family Business. Connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Katrina McCain, a renowned poet and author of Because She Decided to Love. Because She Decided to Love is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we express love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Please connect with Katrina at poetkatrinamccain.com. Our platinum sponsors, Gregory Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today by reaching out to Greg on Facebook, or you can email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Often you will find Greg helping distribute food in the community and meeting any need that arises. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike's helped men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and a devoted husband, as well as a father to his daughter who recently graduated Army boot camp. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. PRF is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. To become a sponsor, reach out to clkingspeaker.com.
What y'all say, man? I told y'all that was going to be fire, man. I just put the wrong file in, man. Thank you, my man, Jordan Brown. Y'all got to get up with Jordan Brown. Find him on Facebook and Instagram. He's the one who made that new track for us, man. It's fire. I told him I wanted lit, and I said I had the I Am coming on, so we had to represent. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to all of our sponsors. If you love to be a sponsor, just go to clkingspeaker.com. We've got three levels. We got a what is it? Silver sponsor? I can't even remember. The entry level is $1 a month. Gold is $5 a month, and that gets you that kind of commercial. And then platinum is $15 a month. Platinum helps us take our programs to youth all throughout the country, our gear training. You guys know about that. The $5 a month helps us continue this mission of impacting life 24/7. You guys don't realize that we incur a lot of expenses making this thing happen because we want it to be right. That's why we got Art Mitch. Oh, he's over there. We got Art Mitch on the show, ladies and gentlemen, artmitch.com. And thank you, Art, for staying with us, man. I'm blown away, brother. 7 surgeries and you did not give up. And now what is your vision, Art?
That vision now is a 20/40 in my left eye and a 20/50 in my right eye.
But it used to be 20 what?
20 over 200.
20 over 200. Y'all don't know, man, that Art went through, what Art went through to get there, man. Yes, Katrina, that new commercial is fire, man. Thank you, Katrina McCain, for becoming a new sponsor. We love you and we welcome you to the family. So, Art, man, we went through the whole story of what you had to do to be able to see.
Yes, sir.
You did not give up, brother. And so you decided that you was going to take this story and do what?
I'm going to take this story and tell the whole world that your disability doesn't affect your ability. No, I want to let people understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you feel like, you can still be who you want to be. It won't stop you. It won't immobilize you, but it keep you going to allow you to understand that you can still do it no matter what it looks like.
You can still do it no matter what it looks like. And you know what? I'm inspired. Can y'all do me just one favor? Please go to Art Mitch's website. He's got an opportunity for you to sign up to get a newsletter and reports and all the things that Art is doing. I want to connect with this man. I told him that I wasn't just going to have him on the show and then ditch him. We're going to stay connected with Art, and we're going to help him get his story out. I got connections all across the globe, even in outer space. So I'm going to help this brother out. Y'all feel me? So Art, you said, man, I'm going to start being a coach. And so you started coaching?
Yes, sir. I began to become a speaker, mentor, and a coach because I want to show people what I went through and how I overcame it. You know, a lot of times we want to hold what we did or what we went through, but it's not about us. We got to give back to the people, give back to the community, give back to the youth.
Yeah.
So I began to coach kids with special needs to help them accept who they are and different things, avenue that I went through to make them understand that you even though you have this, you can still get through this. Let me tell you how.
Wow, man. See, that's what I love, man. Artist has a passion for young people, youth, and in particular kids with disabilities. And so give us a couple nuggets. Because I don't want you to give your whole coaching thing out. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that a person should be paid for their labor. Someone said, well, aren't you just trying to make a difference? Yeah, but we can make an income while making a difference. So I ain't letting my man give all of his information out. But I like for you to give people an idea, a couple points of what you coach about.
Yes, sir. Well, the first point I coach about because it helped me. Accepting who you are. And I feel like first of all, you got to accept the fact of who you are, accept the disability, accept the mental challenge, whatever it may be. Once you accept it, you're better off getting past your fears, your rejection, your depression, and then you're able to succeed to move forward. A lot of times we hold back or we keep it inside of us of, you know, how we feel or what we have, and turn into anxiety, depression, different things. But once you accept the fact, and then be able to move past what you have, then you're able now to understand that there was a reason behind this. Now I gotta go out and do something about it.
Right. He said, accept yourself. Is that what one of the things you coach?
Accept who you are.
Helping people accept who you are. And when you can embrace who you are, listen, man, I've learned this myself at 46 years old. I've learned that I am a man that's got a lot of frailty and failures and faults, but I also recognize that I have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I got to accept that. What's another thing that you coach on?
Another thing I coach on is making the adjustment.
Okay.
And making an adjustment, though, I tell people all the time, adjustment not here to hurt you, but it make you better in the long run. And sometimes you got to make the adjustment with disability. You know, you got to do things different, especially with youth. You know, with at-risk kids, you got to do things different. You got to come home and do your homework. You got to come home and not get on the phone for the first 3-4 hours. You got to do different things. You got to walk a different way or go a different avenue. But making adjustments going to make you better in the long run because it can prepare you for your next. Allow you to understand, okay, well, I got to do this now. It may hurt, but I know it's going to be better. And then, too, you got to make an adjustment, get you to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always do the same thing all the time. You got to revamp the situation and understand, though, I got to do things different to get what I want to get at.
Man, he's talking good, and I love that. I'm just thinking about brother, because, you know, I am an aviation fanatic. I love aviation. I love the theory of flight. I just love it. And you work in the aviation field, too. That's his side hustle. We're getting ready to make the main thing the real deal. But I'm thinking about a pilot. They can land on the same runway 100 times, and their adjustments have to be 100 times different because of the conditions and the circumstances around them. Don't think that you got to make adjustments in life, man. And I really appreciate you helping coach people through this. Listen, if you want to go through his, I think he's got a, let me see what it is so I get it right, because I don't want to mess up my man's theory here. He's got a one-on-one 90-day coaching program designed to push you to your next level. And so it's 90 days, that's 3 months. Man, I remember going through boot camp. It took me 90 days to understand how to be a Marine, brother. And so you take people through a very thorough coaching process, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got, you know, I believe once you start doing things over and over, it comes a habit.
Yeah.
Repeat it each and every day, and really instill in you, you're able to then act on it and make things better.
Right, exactly. And so thank you for what you're doing. I want you, everybody, to go to Art Mitch if you're interested in his coaching program. Do you give like a free consultation, Art?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You can reach me at info art. Actually, when you go to the contact part,
yeah,
in the page, you can go on contact and then set up some time to talk.
Okay, that's good, man. So right on his page, he's got an opportunity for contacting him. And I think that's on the more tab there. So just click on more and you'll see contact. And I would love for people, man, if you are someone or you know someone that is struggling with a disability, struggling trying to find their purpose, struggling with the continued rejection. Man, this man got rejected 6 times trying to get his vision back. And on the 7th time, God said, I'm done. It's complete. You got it, brother. And so not only is Art Mitch that you started your coaching program, but you're also a keynote speaker and you're speaking to young people and youth and schools. And what are a couple of your keynote speeches?
My main keynote is your disability doesn't fit your ability. And I talk about my story, talk about what I've been through, but also let people know that your disability doesn't fit your ability. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you may have, you still have the opportunity and the power to create impact on others as you continue to grow. Like even myself, dealing with this for 33 years, dealing with so much depression and anxiety, but I'm able to be an entrepreneur, a husband, a father today. I didn't let my disability affect my ability. I kept pushing past my fears, pushing past rejection, pushing past obstacles, pushing past challenges that led me to know that this is not going to stop me. I'm going to be great regardless. And that's how I tell people, your disability won't affect who you can become. Continue to be who you want to be, continue to be who you want to become, and allow God to work through you so you can continue to grow.
Wow. Man, I'm trying to just get this message out. I'm trying to share it to everybody I know, ladies and gentlemen. So don't think I'm ignoring them. I'm listening and trying to get the message out that you guys got to connect with Art Mitch. Okay. This man has a story of overcoming that. I thought my story was good, Art. I thought my story was tough, but you got, the thing about it how do you help people? Now, this is something that you can tell us. How do you help people deal with rejection? Because you got rejected in life and then you got rejected in your journey for healing.
Yes, sir. I let people know all the time, and I get this from my mentor. You can't let the way you feel affect the way you flow. So you can't let the way you feel affect the way you flow. You can't allow what you have, what you're going through affect how you're going to wake up every day, how you're going to impact every day, how you're going to live every day. So learning that and really instilling in my mind, I wake up knowing that there's somebody out there that been through what I've been through or going through what I'm going through. So now I got to make sure I'm well so I can help them. Right. I can't let how I feel or what I'm feeling affect how I'm going to impact, how I'm going to be a father, how I'm going to be a husband, how I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I got to keep on going and push it past it. And that's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do, man. So here's the deal. Y'all, I wanted y'all, I only got a few more minutes, but y'all stick with me because y'all, I had so many thoughts about his brand. I had so many thoughts. I said, okay, I know where this brother going. I know what he doing. You know what I'm saying? So let's quickly break down the I am. You got, when you talk to young people, you tell them I am in present tense. The first one is bold. Why do you tell them they need to be bold?
I tell them I am bold because you can't let nothing stop who you are. You got to be bold to stand against that challenge, stand against that mountain, stand against that roadblock. And I always talk about the example with David Goliath, how he only had a pebble. He had 5 pebbles in a slingshot, but he knew he was bold enough to take on that giant. Right. That's what we got to do. We got to be bold enough to take on that giant, which could be depression, could be anxiety. You got to be bold enough to have that mindset that I'm going to keep on going past it, and I'm going to keep on doing what I got to do because my mindset, I'm bold, and I'm strong, courageous enough to get past what I'm going through.
Bold. Okay, so the next thing that he talks about is I am smart. Why is that important?
you are smart because you gotta understand though, you're creating this image. So having that mindset of being taking on any kind of aspect, taking on any kind of thing, you're smart enough to understand that you have the ability to do anything. No, you're smart enough. You gotta pass that test, or you gotta pass the bars and whatever it may be, you gotta get through. You have the mindset that you are smart. Nothing can stop you getting to the next level of what you're doing.
Man, he's talking good, y'all. Y'all listening to this? ArtMitch.com. Go there now and connect with this brother. I told you we was going to close out the week with fire. Am I doing a good job, Art? Am I promoting your brother?
Yes, sir. You're doing an excellent job.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Get with ArtMitch.com. So he says, I am bold. I am smart. The next thing he says is, I am confident.
I am confident. You got to be confident enough. You got to know. You got to understand that you were a living testimony. You know, you were threatened. You were forced to be reckoned with. So having that confidence in your mindset, can nothing stop you? You know, think about the pursuit of happiness. When Will talks to his son, he told his son that, you know, if you have a dream, stick with it. Can nobody tell you that you can't do it? Not even myself. Continue to do what you got to do and have the confidence that you can still do it.
Yeah, man, that's powerful. And then he says, I am determined.
You got to be determined to get past what you're going through. You got to be determined that you're not going to let this stop you. No matter what your past is like, no matter where you live, no matter where you came from, you got to be determined to make things better so you can grow better. You got to grow through your go-through. You got to be determined to push past everything you went through and say, look, I know what happened, but what can I do about it? And you have that mindset. You know, I tell everybody, when your mind matches your destiny, anything is possible. But you got to be determined to get past everything, understand that, okay, I got it. Let's go.
Man, he tells young people that. The next thing he tells them is, I am successful. Go.
And you are successful. No, whatever you're doing in life, whatever you want to create in life, you are successful. And being successful at it, meaning just be like the first three, four, being smart, being determined, being bold. And once you become all of those, you now being successful because you're able to get past everything you went through. You're able to now tell others that what you've been through and having a successful mindset behind it. And think of the shift. No, you got to shift. Everything in life is about a shift.
Right.
And once you shift to that moment, that mark, then you okay. Well, I did this. Now I'm successful. Now I'm able to tell others. Now I'm able to go out and let people know that my disability affect my ability. That you have the ability to be I am. And there's so much in the thing. So understanding that you're successful in it.
Man, listen, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling them now. Listen, don't think that you're a failure. You're not. We're not speaking that language. We're speaking, I am successful. Results matter, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to be successful. I want to make over $1 million a year, Art. That's my goal, and I want to reach 1 million kids a year, brother. And so I am successful, and so are you. We're gonna go up together. You feeling me, bro?
Yes, sir. All right,
so, that's right. And so then after successful, he says, I am
enough. Yes, sir. And you are enough. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not. Let nobody tell you that you can't be. Let nobody tell you you're not beautiful. Let nobody tell you you're not handsome. Let nobody tell you you're not this, you're not that. You are. You are enough. You know, you are enough in school. You are enough at home. You're enough in your career. You're enough in your life. Let nobody tell you ain't enough. You know, no matter what it look like, no matter how you feel, you are enough. You know, and tell yourself daily, you are enough. You are enough to get that job. You are enough to get that bar exam. You are enough to have a successful career. You are enough to go to a 4-year college. You are this. Don't let nobody tell you that. Don't let your mind tell you that. So it's a lot of times we get in our mindset and like, man, no, you're not enough. You're stupid. You're dumb. No, you're not. You are enough. And being enough, take it to the next level.
Take you to the next level. Let me share the screen real quick, ladies and gentlemen, because I just love this brother, man. He's got the right heart. He's got the right spirit and attitude, and he just is He's just changing the world. So y'all can see here on my screen, I got Art Mitch's website up. Can you see it there, Art?
Yes, sir.
So he's got I Am Gear. You can just go to artmitch.com in the shop tab. He's got different shirts. He's got hats. And everybody's still wondering what the I Am is for. And so, you know, Art, everybody go to artmitch.com if you want to get some of his merchandise. We definitely want to support this brother. Okay, so go to artmitch.com. But it wasn't what I thought. The I Am. It wasn't what I thought. I thought that we were going a certain direction, and even when we talked in the pre-show, Art said, "Hey man, I know where you. I feel where you're going in the spirit. But let me tell you what the I Am really is." Art Mitch, what is the I Am?
Yes, sir. This fight is going to shock everybody, man. But it's a reason behind the IMs of I Am Art Mitch. I Am Art Mitch. I Am Art Mitch because I was all of these. It took all of these to get me to the way I'm at today. It took me to be bold. Took me to be smart. Took me to be successful. So I Am Art Mitch. So I'm going to let you know I am Art Mitch as well. You were able to get through everything that I went through and allow you to really reconstruct your lifestyle and your mindset to be able to be successful and be an impact to the world, you know? Because you are, I always say, I am, you are, we all are, I am.
So you guys look at that, ladies and gentlemen. I and the A stands for Art. The M stands for Mitch. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I am Art Mitch. I am bold. I am successful. I am determined. I am enough. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, I told Art when we was in the pre-show, I said, man, I feel the Holy Ghost, brother. We might have to have church up in this joint. You know what I'm saying? And Art, you know, with all this that you have done and all that you've been through and all the words that you've spoken, here you are now. You're married. How many kids do you have?
Three
lovely kids. And he created something. Let me see if I can get back there. Art created something for, and it's in the name of his kids. I love that program. Let me see if I can find it. Don't mess me up, Art, because I'm running through your website. But Art created a program. Art is he works in he's a special education consultant and of youth advocacy, and he created this firm called ZAJ, ZAJ Inspirations. And what is that?
Yes, sir. The inspiration stands for my kids' name, Zamaya, Ariana, and Jaden.
So that program that he created is in honor of his children with the letters of their name. Everything you do, brother, has a purpose, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Man, he's a very purpose-driven guy, and he's there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Art's passion for working with youth has increased tremendously. So if you've got a youth event, if you got a end of grade, Art helps out actually young people increase and work on their IEPs. You do that too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help to meet the IEP goals, help to build self-confidence, help to build character, and also help to build the lifestyle within all that. Yes, sir.
Right, man. This is what we need. We need more young, well, he ain't young no more, but he's still young. We need more men out here saying, listen, guys, I want you to hear my message and hear my story. When Art didn't give up after surgery number 5, when he had to get shocked back to life, when Art didn't give up, when he got up off of the table and his vision took him back to a 6-year-old kid, he didn't give up, man. I'm just telling you, Art, that message is resonating throughout this country, that Art Mitch didn't give up. And the I Am stands for I am Art Mitch. Yes, and I am Art Mitch too. I'm gonna go to that store and get me a shirt, brother. I might have to get an extra large because you know these guns is huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get swollen there.
You see us, and I wore this shirt tonight because Art has really erased limits, man. He says I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna continue to do it, and I'm gonna impact lives. Art, you really have inspired us, bro. You know, I don't think that where you are is truly. Like, you know, Art works for the airlines, but I really feel like, you know, God's going to open up the doors for Art to be able to do his passion. And his passion is to tell people, man, I am, don't give up. Look at these steps that I can walk you through. And that's really, really powerful. Art. So you did have a couple books and you said that you're revamping those. What are those books about?
Yes, sir. One of my books I'm revamping called The 10 Ways My Disability Didn't Affect My Ability.
Mm-hmm.
Turning your pain into your purpose. I'm so through that book. I'm giving y'all 10 ways that I went through that didn't let me fall off the cliff, that let me give up. Right. And I'm walking through the 10 ways, and in the end, give you the scenarios, but also give you the lesson behind it to help you overcome your ways.
That's awesome. And then your other book.
Another book called Life in Different Forms, basically an autobiography about Art. Everybody know about the 7 surgeries, but everybody know who I am as a person. But I know the different, you know, growing up, you know, with it, growing up with rebellious and so many different things that mistakes I made in life so they can tell you my autobiography of who I am and life in different forms.
Wow, I can't wait. You come back on the show when them books is revamped, and we'll promote them, brother. That's the real deal. So Art Mitch, ladies and gentlemen, y'all didn't know that this show was going to be this good, did you? Art Mitch has really inspired us and spoken to us, and I feel better having this man on the show. I feel better that Art has told us that there's areas in our life, no matter what those disabilities are, we do not have to let our disabilities affect our abilities. That's the music, ladies and gentlemen, so you know that the landing gear is down. But I want to have Art take a moment to speak to the nation. Yes, 30 states, 13 countries around the world, 17 platforms. Art, I'm giving you a minute, brother. I want you to speak to the nation.
So I want to let everybody know out there in the listening audience that continue to dream big. Don't let limitations stop you from who you are. Don't let what it looked like not become who you want to become. You have the ability to become whoever you want to be. You have the ability to become great. You have the ability to become successful. And don't let the way you feel really affect the way you flow. Now, you're here on earth for a purpose. You're here on earth for an assignment and a mission. Until you fulfill that mission, you're not going anywhere. So continue to dream big, continue to be successful, but also understand your mind matches your destiny and that it's possible. If you believe it, you definitely can achieve it.
That's powerful, Art. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, Art, I don't want you to let 30 days go by without you being in contact with me, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We in covenant now, brother. It's a brotherhood, okay?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
We're going to bring you into our fold. And yes, thank you, Greg. Greg has already sent you a Leadership Institute invite. So I want you to accept that and come into our Leadership Institute. And we just want to help Art get to the next level, man. His story is absolutely mind-blowing, y'all. And how it ended on surgery number 7, you can't ask for anything more. So Art said, you know what? I'm going to take what God said when Moses said, tell him, who should I tell him that sent me? And God said,
I am.
I
am. Yes, sir.
I love it, man. This has been a great show, man. It's just like talking to a brother. And so, Art, listen, I want you to, everybody, go to artmitch.com. And we'd love for you to connect with him. You connect with him on Facebook. If you're in our Leadership Institute, we're going to welcome him and others that have joined. So, Art Mitch, you're part of the family, okay, brother?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, sir.
That was a quick, fast hour, wasn't it, bro?
It was.
Yeah, man. When you flowing, man, it just seems like time flies. But Art, we'll have you back. We thank you for sharing your story. We thank you for being transparent. And we thank you so much for what you're doing in society. Okay, Art?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll have you back. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good night. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Art Mitch. What'd y'all think about that show? What'd you think about that young man? What'd y'all think about him? When he took that acronym and said, I am, he says, I am Art Mitch. I was blown away, man. The brother, you know, after 7 surgeries, the 5th one almost killed him. And he says, man, I'm not quitting. I got to go back. And on surgery number 7, God said, I see your perseverance. I will not. I like Jacob. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Art Mitch kept coming back till God said, okay, surgery number 7, you're good. ArtMitch.com, ladies and gentlemen, please go check him out. Please connect with this is what I believe for Impacting Life 24/7. And this is, of course, our last show of the week. But this is what I believe about Impacting Life 24/7. You know, guys, sometimes I talk in elevated terms, like tens of thousands and millions. And I believe that that's coming my way, Greg's way, our team's way. But if I don't get there and this show can help somebody else get there, if I can't reach 1 million students, but Art Mitch can, then that's truly what our mission is, y'all. Impacting one life, one day at a time. So anyway, guys, I don't want to get all emotional here and everybody freak out thinking, man, Kingdom lost his mind. I just am really, really believing that God has this position. He has this show position for such a time as this. And listening to a man that from 6 years old to 22 suffered the ridicule and struggle of not being able to see, that inspires me. We'd love for you to connect with us. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Become a sponsor. Buy some merch. We need you on the team, man. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to Greg. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. And we will see you again on Monday night, Impacting Life 24/7. God bless you.